It's time now for Practical Faith with Pastor Nick Cash. In Practical Faith, Nick gives 5 minutes of fuel for following Jesus in your everyday life.
Ephesians chapter 6 refers to our faith as a shield. Now, I usually associate faith with strength. I mean, as Christians, our faith should be strong, right? But think about this. Which arm does the warrior use to hold up his shield in battle? He uses his weaker arm. If I'm a soldier fighting in a battle, I'm going to use my stronger arm to wield my weapon. You know, it's going to swing the sword or the spear, the axe or the club, whatever I'm holding. And that means I'm going to have to use my weaker arm to hold up my shield as my defensive implement. Now, in the previous two episodes, I've been describing the shield of faith from the armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6. And two episodes ago, I explained how the shield of faith extinguishes Satan's fiery attacks. And in the last episode, I explained what faith really is for us and how it can be a shield for us by obeying what God has said. So this concept of the shield being held up in the warrior's weaker arm, what is that about? What's the connection? Why would the armor of God include holding up faith, something that I so often associate with strength and power, or I think it should be? Why would this be identified with our weaker arm in the midst of battle? I don't know about you, but I find this point to be very interesting. All throughout the Bible, God uses the weak things of the world and in humanity to demonstrate his powerful faithfulness. God even assures us that even if we only have the tiniest bit of faith, great things can still happen. That's in Matthew 17, verse 20. This is because our faith is not about us being strong. It's about God's character being strong and being demonstrated through our weaknesses. That's 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10. When my family and I went to work with Mercy Ships, one of the leaders of our introductory training time was teaching about faith, and he said, "Faith is dependent upon its object. If you have very little faith in a very thick sheet of ice, it's still going to hold you up. On the other side, though, if you have great faith in a very thin sheet of ice, it's still going to let you down." So faith isn't really about us. It's about the thing we're putting our faith in. And so in this case, our faith is not in our own strength or our own abilities. Our faith is in the nature and the character of God, which has been demonstrated to be trustworthy. Another one of the chaplains on our ship once said, "It's not about the size of your faith, but the object of your faith that really matters. A little faith placed in a great big God is huge." Pastor Rick Warren writes about our doubts, that great weakener of our faith. Pastor Warren writes, "Doubt your doubts and believe your beliefs." Most people do the opposite. They doubt their beliefs and they believe their doubts, but that's backwards. Believe what God has said in his word. Sometimes the shield of faith just hangs tenuously beside the weaker side of our body. And even when there are doubts, we feebly lift up the shield of faith with our weak arm, trusting not in our own strength, but in the strength of God's character. And God is greatly glorified by this act of faith-filled obedience. Author C.S. Lewis writes in the Screwtape Letters, he writes, "Satan's cause is never more in jeopardy than when a human, no longer desiring but still intending to do God's will, looks round upon a universe in which every trace of God seems to have vanished, asks why he has been forsaken, and then still obeys. Even a weak and feeble faith accomplishes much in the spiritual realm because it is not a faith in our own strength. It is faith acting in God's strength. And that is where faith's real power comes from. There may be any number of flaming arrows flying at you from the enemy's bow right now. Stress, loneliness, fatigue, feeling overwhelmed by a mountain of responsibility. You may feel overwhelmed by the suffering of those you're not able to help. You may be struggling with homesickness or interpersonal conflicts. You may have various unmet expectations about your working situation or your living situation. You may have anxiety over all you need to accomplish or pressure to perform or produce more and more and more. Tonight, before you go to sleep, I'd like to ask you to read Hebrews chapter 11. Just read about these faithful people who are listed there. And as you read, ask God these two questions. First, what kinds of fiery arrows is the evil one shooting at me right now? And two, what assurance, Lord, can you give me from your word to increase my faith in those areas where I feel weak and I'm under attack? Here's my prayer for you. I pray that you would not bear the weights of life alone, that you would trust in the powerful presence of God to carry the burdens with you and for you, that you would raise up your shield of faith, no matter how weak or doubt-filled that arm may be, and that God would enable your faith shield to extinguish all the flaming arrows flying at you from the evil one. And here is a simple but powerful prayer that you can memorize and lift up to God at any time your faith feels weak. It comes from Jesus' own disciples in Luke chapter 17, verse 5. They prayed a simple but powerful four-word prayer. Lord, increase our faith.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Practical Faith. Access more free resources on how to integrate Christian faith into your everyday life at liketreesplanted.com.